Hey there, everyone. Thanks for checking out this podcast. I wanted to come on and take a minute and talk about rebranding and how we continue to evolve as humans. Well, hopefully, if you continue to grow and know better, do better, and strive for the 1% mantra that I'm constantly sharing, then you tend to ebb and flow and adjust according to what is going on in the season that you're in, right? And so when I started this podcast a couple years ago, I was super focused on mindset and set out I wanted to be a mindset coach, and mindset is everything, which I still agree with that and do both, you know, already do that. But everything is rockstar, right? You know, my branding story, I hope. I started calling myself the rockstar because I was on my weight loss journey, and I'm a big, this is like self-healing 12 years ago, getting into the, you know, weight loss field and, journey. The thought process then was be a rock star, someone you want to follow, a light in the darkness, not so much Ozzy Osbourne. But so it started with be a rock star eater, a rock star mom, a rock star wife, a rock star daughter. And then I was, and still am actually, a Scentsy consultant. And it was a rock star Scentsy consultant. And then I got into real estate in 2015, and it was Rockstar Realtor. And so I'm just the Rockstar, period. And how it started and how, you know, I loved it. Like, I got to choose the name that I wanted and then be what I view as a Rockstar. So when I'm feeling down and out or some sort of way, I'm always like, okay, what would a Rockstar do? What would someone who is like striving for goodness and being positive and a light in the darkness, someone who wants to lead by example, all the things that you need to do to get yourself up and moving. But anyways, so with my weight loss journey and then branding myself and getting into the marketing aspect and how important branding is and who I am and what I strive for, Rockstar Mindset came to fruition, and Rockstar Realtor, like I said, Rockstar Scentsy consultant, Rockstar Fitness, Rockstar Things is one of the LLCs that I have. So I literally have taken it and like put it in there. All of my name tags have it on there. Anyways, with that and talking about rebranding, so I decided of my first ever speech that I gave on stage last year down in Florida. I think it was Orlando. The end of it, it was all about choose you. Why invest in yourself? Why step into the version of the person that you're supposed to be by choosing you and moving forward, self-care, having whole body fitness, including mindset, physical, spiritual, financial, nutritional, all of the ways that you can be healthy and well overall as a person. Choose you, whole body, weight loss, wellness, and fitness is kind of my shtick, right? And so, and then of course I do all the things. I have real estate, I sell supplements, like I do the things. However, choose you is my mantra. And so that is how I'm moving forward with this podcast and with my branding on Facebook, on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, all the platforms that I'm on. If you listen to this podcast, I'm on all of them. I hope that you follow and connect with me everywhere, because this is a year of growth. This is a year of connection and focus for me. And it has not been easy. It's been challenging. It's still challenging, but I am making it through, and it is coming. I'm playing full out. Like, I'm in. I've got next week, we've got the 4-day influencer boot camp where I will finish up my speaker training with Lisa Nichols. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Lisa Nichols, but that's a whole thing, a whole podcast on its own that I'm hoping to do and talk about my experiences from May until now, and then start using the techniques and the verbiages that we have been taught through the course. Anyways, personal development, investing in yourself, the best investment you'll ever put out there or put into is an education and knowledge, because knowledge is power. And the more knowledge that you have, the better that you can life, the better way that you can share with others. You know, you'll be the best version of yourself. Literally choose you and start investing in you, whether that be moving your body physically, getting some financial advice, or, you know, listening to some, reading a book, something about how to leverage your income or multiple streams of income, whatever that be, spiritual, like fill your buckets, get your soul served, whatever that looks like to you. Obviously, you know, nutrition, fitness, move your body, get in the gym, have a program, whatever that looks like. But choosing yourself will allow you to be and become and grow to be the best version of yourself. You literally strive to be 1% better, right? That's the goal. 1% better every day overall. And you continue that path to grow. And so anyways, that is where I am going with my rebranding. I am working on sponsorships for the podcast and growing and becoming a resource. I've got several ideas in mind for series coming up. I'm going to do a specialty on Florida and life here. In my city, foods, businesses, all the things kind of focus on local community-based businesses and people and activities and share that way. And then I also have a huge lineup of people that I'll be interviewing going into the fall. So growing, ebbing, flowing, changing, hoping to get to where I'm monetizing things that I've been doing for a while now. Money is coming to me. I am a money magnet. That is another one of my affirmations. Pick them up. What are some of yours? I would love to hear your feedback. Anyways, short and sweet and to the point, I just wanted to jump on here, say thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. Please continue to share. If this benefits you or you think of anyone while you're listening to it that any of my content would be beneficial to them having it in their life, please share it. I really appreciate your support and I want to continue doing this, but I am, you know, going with the rebranding and then kind of trying to find my footing and see where I should be going into 2024. So hope you're having an awesome start of the year. Kids back in school, fall weather coming, routine starting up back again. Stay consistent, stay focused, choose you, and let's move forward together. Thank you.